Well, it's going to be some IPL action to start. It is the qualifier. Number one, the Punjab Kings taking on the Royal Challengers Bengaluru for a spot in the final. RCB won the toss and chose to field first. And that has been a fantastic decision because just on the verge of the end of the power play, 5.5 overs into the innings, the Punjab Kings are currently 48-4. That is 48-4. Josh Hazlewood, the Australian, has taken 2-14 in his 1.5 overs, while a wicket apiece for Bhuvneshwar Kumar and Yash Dayal. So Punjab Kings in a lot of trouble. They do have some batting still to come, though. Marcus Stoinis is there at the moment, as well as Nihal Wadera. So they're going to have to do the bulk of the scoring for the remainder of the innings. They've still got plenty of overs to go to try and get themselves up to something competitive, because as we know, it is a qualifier, a lot to play for there. So they give themselves something to bowl at, and you never know what could happen. Then in some football news, Man United were booed off after losing 1-0 to Aisan All-Stars yesterday on their post-season tour of Asia. Boss Ruben Amorim is under pressure after their worst ever Premier League campaign, where they lost a record 18 matches. He says the players need to hear what the supporters think of them.
It's like the way of playing. If they see that it is not working, they will change the way they behave. But I felt then when we finish and we walk away, like every time the supporter was with us.
It is all happening at Manchester United. There's so much that they need to get right before they start the new season, because they could be in trouble if they don't get things right there. Then finishing with some tennis from day 5 at Roland Garros. There's been another big seed knocked out in the men's draw. 9th seed Alex de Minaur has been knocked out by Alexander Bublik in 5 sets. Looking at some of the results, 3rd seed Alexander Zverev, he beat Jesper de Jong in 4 sets. 1st seed Jannik Sinner coasted past Richard Gasquet in straight sets, 6-3, 6-love, 6-4. Women's third set, Jessica Pegula's into the 3rd round. She beat fellow American Ann Lee. 6th seed Mira Andreeva continues her good form into the 3rd round with a 6-3, 6-4 win over Ashlyn Kruger. And the big games coming up. Men's 6th seed Novak Djokovic takes on Corinne Tin Morte. And at the moment, Coco Gauff, the woman's second seed, she's in action against Teresa Valentova. It is the first set, but Gauff has taken an early lead there. She's 5-2 up in that first set. That's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sport team. I'm Nick Tatham.